whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita, and this is episode 340 on Saturday, July 1st, 2023, or if you're here in cold Brisbane, Australia. It's Sunday, July 2nd. So welcome everyone, welcome chat room. We have got Chris, Zepp, Rudd's here, Fair's here, Zai's here. Welcome. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Lovely to see you. Most of you would be dealing with summer. I'm dealing with winter. I think Dave might be hiding in there somewhere. Welcome, anyone who's there. Tiber's there. Hi. Hi, Tiber. Thanks for joining me, guys. Do appreciate it. Stir's here. Hi, Stir. How's the kitten, Stir?
Here's what I found.
Okay. All right. So apparently Siri wants me to find stuff this early in the morning. But anyway. All right, we've got a little bit to talk about today. So I thought we would start off with talking about 10.1.5. Did I get that right? Did I get my numbers right? which is called Fractures in Time. Launches on July 11th. Now, I've got lots of links to share with you guys today. Alright, so there's lots of stuff that is coming with Fractures in Time, and mainly because I'm talking about it this week because I've got no show next week, which means when I'm back will be the 15th, so it'll be just after the patch has dropped, because at the moment we're doing the shows every 2 weeks. So I wanted to cover some things that will be coming, and as we know, like anything, just because patch notes come out, anything can change between what they state in patch notes and what actually goes live. But there is a fair bit, so if you want to have a look, Blizzard did have, this was the link to Wowhead, and obviously there's a lot of things. I did go looking because I thought I had some information about allied races, which is probably the biggest thing that would affect us. Obviously, time rifts, the anything to do with the raids and all that kind of stuff doesn't really affect us as Challenge Tomb players. However, and I couldn't find it, so I don't know where the information for the allied races went. So if anyone's got that, I went back on the Blizzard website and also Wowhead, and do you think I could pull up anything? No. So I'm not sure. But I did speak about it two shows ago on episode 338 about that Blizzard is allowing, like, restrictions will be removed. So the only exception will be a level requirement, which means all allied races can now be unlocked once you have a level 40 character on your account. It used to be a level 50. So, you know, that's pretty cool, really, for what some people may not have gone through and done all of the pre, what would you call it? Like, doing all of the pre-quests and all of that. Yeah, thanks, Fair. Yeah, that you don't need to do all the quests for it. Exactly. Because that was always the requirement of doing this, these massive quest change, which is fantastic if you like to do that. But for each... Sorry, don't mind my lighting at the moment in here sucks. So sorry, bear with me. It's not the best. But allied races, and you know what was really funny is, you know, when we think about how many races that we have in the game now, obviously we have got a lot. But allied races, we've got Void Elf, Lightforged Jedi, Dark Iron Dwarf, Mechanome, Nightborn, High Mountain Tauren, Maghar Orcs, Zandalari Trolls, and Volpera. So we've got 5 each faction with a total of 10 on top of all of the races that we've already got. So, you know, we've got a massive amount of different races that we can utilize nowadays. Thank you, Chris, for the bits. Appreciate that. Drop Bear with you. Drop Bear is, I'll talk about Drop Bear in a moment. She's all right. She's doing okay. So what I was thinking for next stream, because by that stage the patch will have popped, I thought, like I did last stream, was that I went through and we did the skip, and I followed the skip that Stir had used with his tunes, the information that we had. So I thought maybe what we could do is do the allied races, or pick an allied race and utilize that for next stream, just to go through, because all of the allied races, I have done all of that, but it'd be nice to just see when you make an allied tune, what you get that you can, you know, kind of skip those bits and pieces. So my thought was that we might do that, that you might need to, well, that we could have a little bit fun with that. So if that's the case, we need to decide if it's Horde or Alliance, and then which faction, what our choices are, and then what I'm going to make it. So obviously last stream we made a Pandaren Alliance, Pandaren Pacifist Hunter called Drop Bear. And you'll be happy to know that she dinged level 11 last night. So I have not had a huge amount of playtime, but I have slowly been working on her, and she's been going round and round in circles down at New Tinkertown, because of course I've done some fires, and not many, but certainly I just took her to one of my favorite farming spots. And she's been doing that. I also managed to pick up fishing and cooking dailies. She's, of course, got her herbing and mining, and she's just been going round and round down there, which has been good, getting a little bit of discovery XP. But we hit level 11. I must admit, Chris sent me a photo last night, and thank God it was on her server, because of course it was Sewer Beast, and we didn't know that Sewer Beast loves Chris extremely. And when I made Drop Bear, I had turned off, remember, I had turned off all my add-ons, all of those kinds of things. I've enabled all of them now, because I had that horrible feeling of, if I did not have, I don't have the NPC, the other one, rare, the other add-on that does the rares, you guys, anyway, one of the add-ons that, you know, pops up and goes, burr, burr, you know, danger, danger, there's a rare around. So I made sure that I had that while I was in Stormwind anyway, because that was the last thing I needed, to have my little panda running around Stormwind and, you know, Sewer Beast jumps up and nabs us. So yes, I've tried to tread very, very carefully with her. She is not for lunch. Absolutely fair. Absolutely. So we've hit level 11 with her. But as I said, for next stream, I thought I would make an allied race. So let's do, I'm going to try this poll thing again. Where's my poll? They keep moving thing. Twitch has changed things in the last 2 weeks. Stop changing things. It's like my work. Stop changing things for the sake of justifying somebody's job. It's very frustrating. Okay, so I had... Here we go. Alright, so we're going to have... Alliance or Horde. Okay. Helps if leader can spell. Not today, apparently. And apologies on me typing, but we've got that. All right, so let's start the poll. I'll give you guys a couple minutes, and we'll see what we're going to get. Because again, I think doing these things live I'm hoping that they're helpful to a degree. Also, it gives me a chance to jump in game. yeah. Stay away from the canal, and have nameplate visible. Absolutely, Zaya. I normally do the fairly like extended nameplates, just so I can clearly see things. So I'm kind of hoping that would be the best one. All right, so at the moment we've got seven of you have voted, so I'll give it another few seconds. We'll see what we get. But you know, again, just trying to do a few things live. We'll see what comes from it. You know, whether I haven't made an allied race really for a little while. So it will be interesting to see what will have changed after Fractures in Time patch hits. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to make mention of is, don't forget, we do have Midsummer Fire Festival still going, which is really which is really good. It's very helpful, obviously, for a lot of us. Okay, so Horde has won 5-3. All right. Okay, so view results. So it's going to be Horde. All right, so let me write this down because you know what will happen. You know what will happen. All right, so the Horde. Okay. We've got Horde. Okay. Horde allied races are. All right, what have we got? We've got Void Elf. We have got... no, we haven't. We've got Nightborn. I always think Void Elf is Horde. Always have. Every single thing. Time. What did I say? High Mountain Tauren. What else is there? There's Mega Orcs. Zandalari Troll, forgive me if I've spelt that wrong, and Volpera. Okay. Alright, so let's see what we get from that, and then we'll need to decide what we're going to make. So Drop Bear, as I said, Drop Bear is my newest pacifist, and very slowly leveling her. I did want to try and get some fires done before fires ends. That's the plan. And obviously, because we've also going with the Welcome to Sanctuary buff at the moment, which I know is super helpful. And again, I got an email a few days ago from someone who was jumping back in, wanting to do Iron, and was a little bit confused about the Welcome to Sanctuary buff. You know, because it's always been, as soon as you get a buff, click it off, etc. And the Welcome to Sanctuary buff, you can't. So Blizzard forces that on us. So all we can do is say, go forth and level. Go forth. Have the buff. Go forth. You know, that's the main thing. All right. I'll give it a little bit longer. I put 2 minutes up for the poll. So I'll see. I'm not even going to look. I'm going to wait to see what you guys are going to say. That will be interesting. The new allied races start at level 10 with green gear. Exactly. And depending on what challenge you're going to have, you need to take it off as soon as you've logged into the toon. But... view results. All right, let's see. What did you guys vote on? Volpera. Okay. All right, I'll need some suggestions of some Volpera names. All right, we'll see. Okay. So, we're going to do Horde, Volpera. Let's go with, what can we got? We've got available classes. Oh my goodness. There's that many. I've only got one Volpera, and I think I'm gonna say Execute and I were leveling them ages ago. I didn't get very far, I think. So I says, like those little furries. Yes, fair. Definitely the reason I picked Horde in the poll. Nice. They are so cute. I want one. And says Shaman. Alright, so let's have a look-see. Alright. So, new poll. Alright, so we need a class. Oh, I cannot spell today. I just put Callus. I know they are warlocks. I know there's a warlock. There's a warrior. What else have they got? There's hunter. And there's a priest. There's a priest. I can only have five. So I'm going to go warlock, warrior, hunter, priest, and one more. It won't let me add an additional. It only gives me an option of five. So, two of you have said Shaman, so, okay, let me put Shaman down. Alright, so let's go with what class we've got. So, we're going Horde, Volpera, and then we will decide on what challenge we'll do. And because... And then you guys can think up a name. I really like Drop Bear for the panda. That was fantastic. I was a little disappointed I didn't get the full, like, just the proper spelling. But with the E on the end, you know, she's doing, and she's very cute. She's very cute. She's got a bit of, you know, purple hair in her. And I was very surprised when I was playing her that... They are as tall. I forgot how tall they were standing up against human. I think I sent a message to the mods when I was doing some quests in Stormwind. And I was like, I don't remember pandas being this tall. They were like a good half a panda head over the human. I was doing the quest that you go to that thread shop. Yeah, I forgot. I always thought panda were smaller. So, or maybe that humans were a bit taller. it just really threw me when I was like, have they changed the heights on various races? Because... Yeah. Versus, yeah, the height surprised me too. I'm used to humans being short compared to night elves. Absolutely. Alright, so what did you guys decide on? Alright, you decide on Shaman. you guys are evil. Shaman. Bloody shamans. Right, a shaman. Okay. You know, I have never had a love for shaman. Even when we did the shaman contest way back. I think what happened? I lost my shaman. I'm going to say that was Iron Shaman. You guys that have been around for a while might remember. I can't remember the contest name. It was a few years ago. I died to the elk in Where is it? I can't think. That really hurt. Okay. All right. So if we're going to go, shaman. Okay. All right. Chat room has decided. All right. Challenge. So let's have a look. And oh, hi, the Gold Queen. Hello, welcome, welcome. Long time no see. Thank you for joining us. Fess says, I have been enjoying my shaman's green and working. Yeah, it was a shaman content. I made a panda and died at 3 with no regrets. Yeah, I think that was the highest ever challenge contest. Yes. I don't think I've made one since. I've never gelled with a shaman. But anyway, that's okay. For you guys, I'll do this. It was the panda start zone that got to me. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do... So what challenge are we going to do? All right, I can have a maximum of 5. So, we're going to go Iron Man. Do I want to maybe skip Blood? We'll go Pacifist. I'll go Green Man. We'll go Working Man. I guess I can throw... No, I'll throw Bloodthirsty in too. You guys decide. Alright, okay, let's see. So, at the moment, I'm running Drop Bear, who's the pacifist, which is fine. I still have a few Bloods that are live. I've probably not logged into them. I barely have had a chance. Anyway, so you decide. I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've got a current green or working man. I think the last slot had died and I hadn't replaced them. I do have I'm pretty sure I do have a couple of irons, but again, I haven't had a chance to look at them. And of course, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I've got about 5 pacifists that are live, including, of course, my big girls, and the new one. So, so again, you guys, you make the call. We'll see. If you've got any names, start thinking of names for me. Volpera. We'll have to see. So yeah. So that's going back to with the patch dropping. And again, I can't stress enough. If in doubt when it comes to a patch, please go strip your tune down. Sometimes it's best for maybe your big tunes to do that. Let's have a look at the results. Okay. What have we got? Working Man. Wow. 5 of you want Working Man. Okay. All right. Working Man it is. Thank you. All right. Let me just shut that down. From Working Man too easy with all the bonus. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Not bad. Mind you, by the time it'll be 2 weeks. When's the buff finish? The 11th. So this will be after. This will be after. But you know what? That's fine. It's to try it out. It's to see how things are with after the patch hitting. And as I said, don't forget, with a patch, if you're in doubt, please strip your toons down. Strip your toons down. Get them. Sometimes the best thing is to take them out of, like, if you're in Stormwind, if you're in somewhere that could have high volumes of people around, you know, good chance to maybe take yourself somewhere a little less crowded. I did find one of my toons that I popped in. I think I mentioned this last time. One of the toons I popped onto, and I hadn't been on her for a little while. She was a alliance. She was a gnome. I'm pretty sure she was an iron that I was running, and I hadn't been on her for a while, and I wanted to go check something out. And I jumped on her, and I was looking at her gear, and I thought, oh yeah, the gear all looks the same. And then when I scrolled over the dress that she was wearing, which was white, was now green. So somewhere with Dragonflight, because I hadn't been on her since Dragonflight had hit, it had changed. Don't know at what point, but I was kind of like, okay. All right. And I didn't have much on her, so I literally just went, okay. Delete. I wasn't even going to keep her for anything because she was still low. By low, I think probably about 12, 13, 14, 15, something like that. I have enough low-ish tunes. Fair says, Working Man is very fun, gives you a lot of choice for what to do. Absolutely. I actually looked in the robe shop in Stormwind and those still look white since I use those a lot. And you know what? Again, it's fantastic. We're so lucky that we can now transmute all that stuff. Like, mog that stuff for our white and grey. It's best decision they made ever. So anyway, so getting back to, we have got where was I? So yeah, so next stream I'm going to make a horde, which is a Volpera, Shaman, Working Man. So, Fox. So, it's Foxy. So, we need a Foxy name. A Foxy. We do have foxes in Australia. Something like Drop Bear. Something with an Australian tie-in. We'll see. Alright, I'll let you have a think about it. If someone's got a good name, let me know. Alright, so, as I said, Midsummer is coming to a close. That'll finish on July 5th. So that's still got a few days. So if you are leveling toons in particular, don't forget, to be very careful. I did read Stirs, a couple of Stirs blogs. The last one, Dwarfster, check out the blog post write-up for his max level toon. There was a couple of comments there about desecrating fires, which I thought was very helpful. definitely very helpful. But yeah, if you're looking at, you know, trying to get some more experience. And this was, I know Fair had mentioned it, I think when I made Drop Bear, she had said, and I was talking to her in Guild last night, about whether I would use the toys and forgo doing the discovery on Drop Bear. And just that way I can get to the fires easier, or would I take my time and go do some discovery and get the XP that way? And she had said that she used the toys so she could actually, like, get to the fires, because otherwise then I've got to run around everywhere, which I do think is probably, this late into the fires with only, you know, like 3 or 4 days left, and probably my only playtime will be today after I stream and get the editing done, I will hopefully sit down and get a little bit more of Drop Bear done. That's my plan. I also, please someone poke me and remind me to register her. I have not done that. I thought I did, but I haven't. So I need to do that. I was very disappointed when I looked at the results for the list, with the results for this week, and went, she's not on the state of challenges. That's because you haven't registered her. Damn it. Anyway, so yes, so don't forget to check out that. And again, I'm going to drop the link for Midsummer. There was a new toy for those that collect toys. So if you're running around, you know what would be really helpful, actually? And I think, I wish Blizzard would consider these things with world events, because we know that they don't, for us challenge players, a lot of them are fantastic, obviously not for Bloodthirsty. Sorry, Bloodthirsty, no love for you. But we do utilize them quite often. However, it would be really, really good if they could make these things, like the blossoms, like the stuff that you're collecting, account bound. I just think, you know, if you're jumping across 3 or 4 different toons trying to do this, you know, trying to get this XP, would be nice that you could, you know, send that to your main. You could do all the collecting on your challenge toons. You don't have to, you know, if you're running 4 toons and you've collected, you know, 125 on each, which has given them each some XP, you've got some blossoms, not enough to get a new toy because the new toy is 500, but you send all those 4 to your main, who can then go and pick it up, because all of a sudden, boom, you've got the 500. That would be really helpful. Like, to me, that would make sense, because not a lot of people do the world quests. And I'm probably being a little bit biased for us, but, you know, it would be helpful. They're making a lot of other things account-wide and making changes would be really good. Let me go back for a minute. Okay, Zaya says, what Lepeta Prince from Saint Zolpia's story with the fox, or the little prince? Yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm not into the name. The name's not quite gelling with me. But I get what you're saying. Fat, pretty scary explorer on a low-level hunter. No stealth. Yeah, you won't get far. Absolutely. That's about about me if I don't use the toys to get the flight pass. Fair said, yeah, lol, yes. Did not see her on the list. No. It helps to register a tune first. Just saying. Chris says, yes, please. Account bound. They really need to. Not many people, really. How many people do you see doing world quests after... Sorry, the world events after... Let's say at least maybe the first 2 days, possibly three, depending, in the first 1 to 3 days, because it substantially drops off and you don't often see people other than probably challenge players or, the you know, a random person running around. So, yeah. Fair says, yeah, for sure, that toy cost like 500 blossoms. Yep. Only got that many on one tune by focusing on her. I got the 500 by doing all the zones except Dragon Isles. No desecrate, though. Exactly. Foxy Aussie. Possibility. I think... I can foresee Zaya, I could foresee that might get we'll see. I don't mind it, but I'm a bit like some people might get random whispers on that one. Anyway, so yeah. Alright, so that's mid-summer. Don't forget, we've got a few more days left of that. What else did I want to mention? Oh, and don't forget, we've got Dark Moon Fair starts for me this afternoon, for you guys tomorrow. So, you know, with this coming week, Dark Moon Fair, fantastic. Good time to start a new tune. Obviously, get yourself a little bit of gold by doing, you know, with the storage box, etc. Give you a little bit of XP, a little bit. Tell Drop Bear to go there. Yes, I did sell some stuff on the auction house fair, and I made myself like 220 gold because I sold some ore and some herbs. So it was like, so she's set, which is great, as we know. Fantastic. Copper all goes, and is it copper? I think it might have been the copper all, and maybe the peace blooms. So yeah. So we'll see. Oh, working dingo. I like just dingo. Maybe just dingo. All right. Thanks, Toba. That's given me a thought. All right. So that's some of the stuff that's coming up. Let's talk about some new stuff. That's already been like 40 minutes. It's one of those days, guys. I don't get to see you for a couple of weeks. So, you know. All right. So let's do some news. Congratulations. We have got a few congratulations. So, first off, congratulations to Major Star on becoming our 17th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. That's Stir. Stir's Mage. Our first Iron Mage for this expansion. So, well done to Stir. Congratulations to Zaya Kiss. If I said that correctly, Zaya, I'm becoming our 18th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Well done to Zaya. And, you know, because Stir's supposed to be going on Zaya Keys. Okay. And it's supposed to be going on vacation. So, congratulations to Dwarfster on becoming our 19th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Well done. So, Stir, what are we up to? 12 tunes? I can't remember on the write-up. Zaya's like at 9 for this expansion. Stir's at about 11 or 12, I think, from memory. But don't forget, blog posts, write-ups for each of their tunes. Please go check them out. They give you, you know, you can find out some interesting things on how they've leveled their tunes. Sometimes it's tips, tricks, you know, information. It's good to read back on people leveling tunes to see what they've done, because it can certainly be helpful. And don't forget also our forums. Pop over to our forums. I know Zaya and Stir quite often talk about, you know, passy safe quests. There is a whole forum post about passy safe quests that you can go and have a look at, which is extremely helpful for when your tunes like right up there. If you need to get some, bless you. Hubby just sneezed. So, yeah. Alright. Okay, what else did I want to mention? Oh, I did want to mention, I knew there was something I wanted to mention with Midsummer, was that there was new bonfires added to the Dragon Isle zones. I think I did mention that. Some achievements, if anyone likes to go hunting achievements, I do on later, obviously. So I had to go get them all. and, of course, the new toy is there. How to desecrate an opposite faction bonfire with a larger margin of safety in the Dwarfster write-up. Yes. So that's what I mentioned before. A really good way to do it. Obviously, as soon as you're flagged, you've got to be careful, because you want to get rid of that flag as soon as you possibly can. But, you know, Stir gives some really good tips for if that's something that you want to try. Risky, anything's gonna, as soon as you flag yourself on a challenge tune, absolutely risky. It's up to whether that's something that you want to risk or not. Some people do. And again, because there's not probably a lot of people, probably everyone's over playing Diablo 4 or off playing other things. There's not a lot when I log on at night, but I'm playing US off, what would you call it, off time. So, don't really see a huge amount, but at the same stage, still see some people. And you only need one high-level person who's just like, oh, that's someone flagged, let's PvP. And, you know, they'll poke you on a challenge tune and you're dead. So, I should mail that to Azzy. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Zaya, Chris says love achieves. Absolutely. Zaya says one is in the middle of a level 70 area. Can be done on a lower level, but risky. And again, you know, weighing up with your challenge tunes, is the risk worth it? Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't. And as probably most of us have known over the years, we've done things on our challenge tunes that's either gone really, really well or backfired. I know I have, where I've made the decision of either, yeah, I'll try this, And then, you know, and as soon as you're dead, you're sitting there just going, why? My gut said not to, but I thought, sure, I'll give it a go. But my gut was going, no, no, walk away from it. So, yeah. All right. And as I said, don't forget, we have got the Welcome to Sanctuary buff at the moment, which is still active until July 11th. So pretty much up until the patch comes out. So we still have got, what's that, about 10 days left of it. So utilize it for sure. All right, some more news. BlizzCon dates were released. It will be November 3rd and 4th this year. Feels like a long time since that's happened. This was the information that I got off Wowhead. So the tickets go on sale if you guys are interested on the 8th of July. There's no way in hell that I would make a BlizzCon this year or probably next year. I was thinking about it the other day. I had still one of the best times. Actually, I was watching a streamer who went to VidCon, and they were walking into the Hilton because it was at Anaheim, and I was like, I've been there. And they were walking into the Hilton, and I was like, I've stood in that place. I remember. So it was really cool to see that, but I was like, I've been there. So they do say non-attendees can live stream for free of charge, but there is, with normal BlizzCon goodies sold via an optional virtual ticket. So I have to look into that. I don't know what the bits and pieces are fully on that, but we'll see. So if you're interested in going, go for it. Good luck. All right. What else was there? July trading post has hit as well. Let me put that. There's lots of stuff. So obviously, you know, with the adventure guide that they call it now, for the trading post that pops up, there might be stuff that you can work on towards getting the currency on your challenge tunes. It's doable. Last month there was, you know, you could fish in Pandaria, you can do questing in Pandaria. If you've got a challenge tune that, you know, you're thinking, where can I quest? You can certainly have a look at that and see if there's something that you could take a challenge tune to do. Therefore, you're working towards that because it's account-wide. So, Fair says definitely things you can do on your challenges. So, again, a good way to think about, oh, well, I don't just need to do this on my main. I can, you know, look at playing one of my challenge tunes to make some contribution to the account to get the currency to buy whatever it is that you want to get for the month from that. So there's lots of various things. So, and I find it's fun, but I don't like keeping it too late, because I always, if I try and get that done in like the first half of the month, because I always feel like if I don't, I'll miss out, because the back half of the month might go a little bit chaotic. So I try and get, you know, all that done within the first couple of weeks, so I'm not stressing by the end of the month. going, I have to get this done. This month was a good one for having a lot of doable things. Yep. That's what Fair says. Zaya says, I usually get all done in a few days. Absolutely. I definitely don't. But yeah, I try and work towards that. So again, a little thing that you can utilize with your challenge tunes for sure. All right. Now, I might need another coffee soon. I might. All right. So let's talk about something that I got sent. So Hardcore is coming to Classic. How very interesting. That's what I'll say. All right. So let me just move this over here. Coffee is my blood, Chris. Absolutely. Absolutely. So Classic Hardcore is coming to World of Warcraft. This is on the Blizzard site. It's official. Hardcore Realms are coming to World of Warcraft. Players will have the opportunity to show if they have the edge, the grit, the very will to engage with Azeroth, its denizens, and their fellow players to survive. But there are rules of engagement, as there always are. Here are the rules for WoW Classic Hardcore Realms and a little bit of the behind-the-scenes thoughts on the choices that have been made. So, this is Classic. This is not retail. Death on Hardcore Realms is permanent on that realm. This means that if you die, you won't be able to run back to your corpse and resurrect, nor can you be resurrected by any other spell or ability. This means that even if you have abilities as part of your class, such as the Shaman Reincarnation or Warlock Soulstone, they won't be of any use to you. You will continue to exist in the game world as a ghost. That'd be kind of cool. To facilitate communication with in-game friends and resolve logistical matters, such as handing over guild leadership if you are a guild master who has died an unfortunate death at the hands of a Defias bandit or some other deadly creature. Your character is not necessarily lost if you die. However, after dying on a hardcore realm, players will be able to choose to utilize the free character move service and move their dead character to a non-hardcore classic era realm. Once the move is complete to the non-hardcore realm, that character may resurrect as normal, but the way back to a hardcore realm will be closed to them. Well, that's interesting. I don't know about you guys, but I know that I have to strip my dead tunes down. If I lose a challenge tune, I'm just like, no. I'm just trying to think. Fest is not really for me, their rules, yep. And the gold, exactly, Chris. Exactly. Like, on my big Passy Lita, my big girl, she has made some gold. I would be crushed. Yeah, it's not for me. But again, you know, it's interesting that Blizzard has finally brought this into the game. It's in classic. It's not in retail. Anyway, let's read on. They talk about PvP flagging anew. Players will no longer be automatically flagged for PvP upon attacking another player. Flag yourself for PvP. You first must type the command /PvP. You won't be able to take hostile actions against a flagged enemy player unless you flag yourself deliberately. But like all things, a death is a death. They have PvP battlegrounds and warfare. There's information there. I'm not worried about that. PvP and quest updates. Danger leashed. Most creatures will leash. I think we've all had that happen in retail. Or not. And reset when leaving the area or zone they were engaged in. I'm sure some of us have tales where that has never happened in retail. So that's interesting. Dungeons, they're also talking about dungeons on the clock. All dungeons have at least a 24-hour lockout timer for players below level 60. So there's information on that. To buff or debuff, a 16 debuff limit and 32 buff limits have been removed on hardcore realms. Okay. Debuff and buff limits were originally a technical limitation in the earliest versions of World of Warcraft and was not a conscious design choice at that time. Removing this limitation. Alright, they talk about bubble hearth no more. Paladins will not be able to use their hearthstone while under the effects of Blessing of Protection, Divine Protection, or Divine Shield on Hardcore Realms. Being able to bubble hearth is a fairly iconic, if not exactly heroic, feature of the Paladin class. However, the reincarnation ability is also an iconic feature of the Shaman class. While Paladins have enormous tools to prevent death, a Shaman's core tool to recover from death is wholly incompatible with hardcore. As a result, we are removing the ability for Paladins to use their various immunity abilities to safely cast Hearthstone and escape danger. Well, that's interesting. A duel to the death. A new feature has been added to Hardcore Realms, Duel to the Death. To issue a duel to the death, you will need to right-click the target's portrait. Request, as one may expect, death in a duel to the death is permanent, just like any other death on Hardcore Realms. We feel that this is going to be an extremely exciting addition to Hardcore Realms for those who like to play the highest possible stakes and those who wish to spectate such contests of honor. So there's a bit more information there, but interesting. Hardcore coming to classic. Let me just go back in chat. As I said, create a bank toon that never leave the city and send gold as often as possible. I guess on hardcore, yeah, definitely could do that. I must admit I don't do that too much on with my challenge tunes, other than I do have a bank toon, and once my toon dies and I've stripped them all and sent everything to the bank toon and then I delete. I think I'm gonna say Aprillion used to just delete them. I just couldn't. When I was on controller, well, she would just, I don't know if she's played any challenge tunes for a while. I got a feeling she was back into it for a bit. But she just deleted. And I'm sure there's other people. I can't. I did it once and I felt like I couldn't. So, yeah. Fair says, clearly a different emphasis in their rule set. Like, don't die is pretty much it. It makes no sense about no bubble hearth. Absolutely iconic. That makes no sense to me. Well, they're basically saying the way that I'm taking it is they're not giving you that kind of like free pass to, if you know what I mean, like, oh, I've got myself in a sticky situation. I'm going to pop this so I can pop this. It's kind of like they're going to give you like one option. So, yep, you might want to pop Divine Shield or whatever. And you still need to get yourself out of that situation. You can't just rely on popping that and then hearthing. That's how I took it. I could be wrong, but that's how I took it. So they're not allowing people to pop something and then hearth. That's how I got it. What about Vanish? I'm guessing because Vanish is not foolproof, exactly. And like, you can vanish and get yourself out of trouble, but then to hearth, you're going to come out of vanish. Whereas when a paladin bubble hearths, they're protected that whole time, correct? Haven't played a pally for a while, and hubby's not here to tell me. He's the paladin player, not me. So that's how I'm taking it. I could be wrong, but that's how I'm reading it. Zion says, Duel to the Death doesn't look like fun at all. Back in the day, it used to drive me nuts when people would come up and just be like, Duel. I'm like, no, bugger off. I'm like, if I wanted to duel, I'd be standing out the front of Orgrimmar with everyone else who likes to duel. But, you know, when you're in Orgrimmar, you're at the auction house, or, you know, you're at the bank, like, you've just come out of the bank because you wanted to go and put stuff in the bank. You know what I mean? Like, it used to be like, no. And then people, duel me, accept yes. So yeah, that will definitely be interesting to see. Rod says hardcore looks very challenging. There is already a hardcore community and they use a special add-on to measure how you are going. Blizzard took most of their rules. Well, of course. I mean, look, we know over what the 19 years that most of us who have been playing World of Warcraft for a long time, you know, they find things that work out in the community and bring it into the game. They've done it for years. So the fact that they've now made, you know, hardcore into the game is for those hardcore players, you know, good luck to them. We've got, you know, our challenges is our challenges, and there's still, you know, lots of people come and go. Some people try them for a while, and other people who have been here leveling, you know, like 12 tunes or more, which is fantastic. ClassicHardcore.com is the one, Rod. Okay. And again, each to their own. But yeah, I thought it was very interesting for Blizzard to, I know they've been talking, there was talk quite a few years ago about them doing that. Sorry, apologies, my voice. I must need more coffee. This is, it might make some people interested in WoW challenges for retail after playing Hard Mode Classic. Absolutely. Like, as you guys know, we have people on a daily basis coming to WoW challenges, which is, you know, which is fantastic. That's what we like. We love to see it. We love to see people giving and go. I also get, like, emails and tweets from people like, I'm just coming back to the challenges. You know, they've been off doing other things and they've decided to come back to WoW. And they come back and jump on playing a challenge tune for a bit, which is fantastic. We love it. We love to see it, which is great. So, yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on that? Let me know. I'm going to get to the state of the challenges. We are over an hour. I knew today was not going to be a short show because there was a lot of information that I wanted to cover with you guys. So I figured it would be a slightly longer show. But thanks for hanging with me. Appreciate that. All right, let's get to the state of the challenges. Let's go with irons. We had 10 irons this week. And again, look at, like, just look at the state of the challenges and you can see people, how many people are playing, which is fantastic. All right, so we have got, at number 10, we've got Ajar, level 62, RIP. Number 9, Voodoo Prince, level 62, RIP. Not a good start. Number 8, Zyasia? Is that how I'm saying it? Level 63. 7 this week is Dank Iron at level 63. 6 is Faerkiri at level 67. Look at the fact that the irons started at 62, guys. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Number 5 is Ferrona at 68. Number 4 this week was Insolent at level 70, RIP. Damn, wonder what happened there. Number 3 is Dwarf Sir, a level 70, and congratulations on becoming our 19th Dragonflight Iron Man champion. Number 2 was Zaya Keys. I think I said it right. Becoming our 18th Dragonflight Iron Man champion. And number 1 this week was Magister at becoming our 17th Dragonflight Ironman champion. Can you guys believe it? We've got 19 Ironman challenge champions. Fantastic. All right, Bloods this week. We had 3 Bloods. Number 3, Never Die at level 13. 2 is Bad Tummy at level 18. Cute name. And number 1 is Chai at level 67. Pacifist. 10 Pacifists. Fantastic. Number 10, we've got Goblin Lisa at level 27. Number 9 this week is Hunter 5, level 27, but they were red flagged because they had 1 kill and 5 killing blows. Oh, I wonder what happened. Damn. Number 8 is Careful at level 30. Number 7... Oh, is that Mrs. Rock Guru? Oh, wonder what happened to her. Was that Were they proxy ones? 5 killing blows. Damn, that's a shame. Number 7, is Pacifist at level 58? Number 6, is Sneaky at level 62? 5, is Lantana at level 63? 4, is Sync at level 63? 3, is Ferenies at level 65? 2 is Calm Tummy at level 67. It's yellow flagged. They have 1 kill and 1 killing blow. And number 1 this week is Fera Vegan at level 69. Fair. So close. So close. All right. Working Men. We had 3 Working Men this week. Magrat Garlic. Magrat Garlic at level 20. Number 2 is Mogal at level 23. Number 1 is Feranos at level 57. Alright, greens. We had 9 greens this week. Number 9, Dawn Warden at level 19. 8 is Green Ball at level 23. 7, Misfit at level 29. 6, Boz at level 32. 5, Cry at level 41. Number 4, Feralithana at level 61. Apologies, Fer, if I am butchering these names. Number 3, Fera Verde at level 62. 2 is Ferrisola at level 64. And just trying to remember how to pronounce it. Number 1 is Cree. I get it wrong every single time. I keep thinking it's... I have to remember that the rest is so close, Fer. So close. Ferrocree at level 65. Apologies. You would think it would stick in here, but I'm so sorry. It doesn't. It doesn't stick in here. Silent letters are stealthy. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, tins. We've got tins. 5 tins. We've got Irony Done at level 24. 4 is Pure Tin at 43. 3 is Corsel at level 60. 2, Arundel at level 63. And 1 is Paysense at level 63. Alright, there was 2 Iron teams this week. Number 2 was World First Wipe. They hit level 16, but RIP. And number 1 was Pasta Sauce at level 17. But they are RIP as well. So yeah, there we go. Alright, I didn't even think about my bumpers, guys. I am so slack. Sorry, apologies on the light. My light above me is making noises and it's just not working. So I'm kind of sitting in the dark. So apologies on every time I put a black web page up. It's like I'm in the dark. So, all right, let's play this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit-Chat!
The Zorts, our favorite goblin. All right, we have got... Oh, Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Good timing, Tiber! Excellent. All right, let's have a look. Stolen joke of the week is, what kind of car does a sheep like to drive? A Lamborghini. Very cute. Very cute. I like it. All right. This is one I asked my husband to get me a joke, and this is the one he got me, which I love for reasons you'll see. Have you ever tried blind archery? You don't know what you're missing. I had to. As someone who loves using bows on my hunters and who was, look, my claim to fame, archery, North Queensland champion when I was like 14. an archery joke, I had to. It's my claim to fame. It was short-lived, but anyway, yes. All right. Any other thoughts? Sorry. Excuse me on my voice, as I said. Talking and sinuses. Dave. Hey, Dave. Dave DeHunter. I was just looking at my ceiling. Not sure if it's the best ceiling in the world, but it's definitely up there. Oh, I like it, Dave. Thank you. That's good. Thank you. That's truly like a dad's joke. Love it. All right. Well, anything else, let me know. I'm going to close off because we've been like nearly an hour and a half already. I do love talking to you guys. It's really good. But we're going to do, where's my little, here it is. I want to say thank you. All right, so a big thank you to our Iron Elites. And again, Chris, thank you for resubbing. How many? 58 months. Seriously, woman. Go to bed too, just saying. You probably need to sleep, so it's okay, you can go. to our Iron Elites, once again, thank you so much for all your support in keeping the lights on. Obviously not here, but for the website, etc. Thank you, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rod Stir, Stone, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Winema and Zaya. Thank you, guys. Do appreciate it. Zep, thank you. It's very sweet of you as well. We will add Zep in there. Let me write that. I will get that sorted. Thank you, Zep. That's lovely. We do appreciate that. Thank you very much. 6 months in a row, Zep. Very sweet of you. Thank you. Sorry, apologies. Big thank you to the crew. Our WC crew. That's what I'm calling you now. The WC crew. That's the mods. So, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zyaster, thank you guys. Honestly, I can't do it without all of your help. So thank you so much for all the bits and pieces, helping out, answering the questions, doing the coding. Zaya, Rod, thank you so much. Again, you know, with having this help from you guys, it really is greatly appreciated. Thanks, guys. To everyone who's been here during the stream, I know it's been a little bit longer than usual. Thanks, guys, for hanging out, giving of your time to be here with me. Thank you so much. I will be back on Saturday, July 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So next show, we will be looking at How to Allied Race. Horde, Valpera, Shaman, Working Man. That's what we're making. I will go make the tune because nobody needs to see me take 2 hours to create that tune with the look. So I will get her prepped and ready. But hopefully I will get a little bit more play on Drop Bear. Drop Bear is getting that. So next show, don't forget. At the moment, we're just doing shows every 2 weeks. All right, don't forget you can find all of the bits and pieces over at thewildchallenges.com. All of our socials are there if you want to follow us, like us, all of that, you know, Twitter, Facebook, etc., etc. If you want to listen to the podcast in in finger air quotes, certainly pop over to places like iTunes, Google Play, etc. If you want to contact, send me, I got some new backgrounds from Mrs. Rock Guru. I got some from Zaya. I finally put them in, so I don't know if you guys had noticed, but I have added a few new backgrounds to the swirling bunch that has been behind, like, the bigger screen. So again, thank you for those. I appreciate them. It's nice to see what you guys send, because I, as you guys know, I love my screenshots. I go and take a lot, but it's nice to see what other people take screenshots of. So if you've got jokes, questions, backgrounds that you want to send in, please send them podcast@wildchallenges.com. If you want to find me, the easiest way is probably jump over to Linktree. I am Leta Wow, LETAWOW, and you can find all of the socials. All of them are there. All right, my final thank yous are to Mr. Nisi and to my husband Execute, both for helping with the intros and outros. We are very lucky to have a lot of talented people in this community, and I appreciate them very much. Mr. Nisi for the intro, which we absolutely love, and you'll hear my husband Execute in a minute. He helped with the outro, and I appreciate all of his help, his proofreading, all of those bits and pieces. So yeah. All right, guys. I think we've covered everything. I hope you have a really great upcoming week, couple weeks until I see you back on the 15th. Please stay safe wherever you are, both in and out of game. And don't forget those things. Dark Moon Fair, fires, if you're utilizing those. The patch is hitting, like, there's a lot going on in-game, so utilize that if you get the chance. But, have fun. Have fun out there. That's the main thing. But be safe. All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll see you on the 15th. Bye!
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.